One of my favorite memories growing up at my grandfather's Seder table is taking the middle matzah after we would break it, wrapping it up, throwing it over our shoulders, and running around the dining room table, imitating the way the Jews left Egypt in great haste. The source of this custom comes from the Torah's description of the final hours that the Jews spent in Egypt. The Egyptians, following the death of the firstborn, were literally banging down the doors of the Jews, forcing them out. And the Torah describes, as the Jews were scurrying around their houses, gathering up their belongings, they noticed leftovers on their dining room table. So they gathered up the leftovers, threw it over their shoulders, and left. And Rashi explains these weren't just any leftovers. This was the matzah and the maror that they had been commanded to eat together with the original Korban Pesach, the original Paschal offering. And they didn't want to just leave those leftovers behind. So they gathered the matzah and the maror and they took it with them. And Rashi asks, but why do we need to know that it was on their shoulders? They had donkeys and donkeys carrying carts and carts of stuff with gold and silver, all of the materials that they took out of Egypt with them. Who cared that they put the matzah on their shoulders? Rashi explains the lesson that the matzah was dear to the Jews. It was precious. It was the commandment that they had been given to eat that night. And they didn't want to just throw that on the back of a cart led by a donkey. You don't just put that in the trunk. That, the Jews said to themselves, matzah staying with me. Right here on my shoulder as we leave, I'm carrying it with me. Gold, silver, put that in the trunk, but not my matzah. And we imitate that every year, reminding us of that which is truly precious and truly valuable to us. There's no question that the days leading up to Pesach are the most tense, stressful days on the Jewish calendar. There is so much to do, there is so little time to get it done. To make matters worse, most of us have children who are home from school all day, nothing to do. It would be great if they'd be helpful, but at least, please, just stay out of our way. But children, they like to play, they make a mess, they still have to eat. We have to deal with them. And we have to make a decision as to what's truly valuable to us. Our relationship with our children, or how neat and clean our playroom is. And the only way our children will know how we've made that decision is in the way that we interact with them, the way that we speak to them during these most tense, stressful moments. The entire holiday of Pesach is about our children. It's about sitting down at the Seder with them, passing on our tradition, telling our story. A child who is yelled at, made to feel like a nuisance, feels the stressful moments leading up to the Seder, is not going to be so interested in hearing our story when he finally gets to the Seder. We put the matzah on our shoulder to remind us that which is truly valuable. Our commandments from Hashem, our connection to Him, is that which is meaningful. And within our homes, our children are our most precious commodity. They are what's valuable to us. And we have to show them that during our most tense and stressful moments, in the way that we react to them, the way that we respond, the reminding ourselves to deal with them with patience, that they are truly our most precious commodity. Have a great Pesach.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.